Our gospel reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 18, and it's verses 1 to 9. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child whom he put among them and said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to the one whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than to have two hands or feet and to be thrown into the eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into the hell of fire." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So let us pray. Holy Spirit, may you stir our hearts and our minds. And Lord Jesus, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, my Lord and my God. Amen. The world says, become the boss. Jesus says, become like a child. In the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus is asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom? He responds, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You and I are to become like children. When a child is passionate about something, is determined, they want something, they don't give up talking about it. You know, how if a child wants an ice cream, if they want a treat because it's treat day, they never stop talking about it until they get it. Now, sometimes we think when we think about being a child, we think it means about laying aside responsibility. But becoming like a child when it comes to Jesus is that we are determined to keep going, to keep pushing in and to stay focused on following Jesus. In the book Flipped, Malcolm Duncan questions whether this generation has lost its radical kingdom edge. Now let's just unpack what we're talking about. Being a radical disciple of Jesus is about being rooted in who Jesus is. Who he has called us to be should be impacting every day of our life, not just our Sunday morning, not just when we're in a Bible study, but every moment of our lives. Now, back in the first week of us looking at this book, Flipped, we learned that the world says, be your own king. Jesus says, I am king. When Jesus is king of our lives, he affects the decisions we make. The decisions in our relationships, in our finances, in our business dealings, in how we relate to every person we encounter in our day-to-day life is affected. Now, when I first committed my life to Jesus, now, I'd grown up going to church every single Sunday. I grew up in a committed Christian household where going to church on a Sunday was just part of what we did. Now, when I committed my life to Jesus, I was 15. And the reason I chose to follow Jesus was because I wanted to see lives changed, communities impacted. I wanted to see people being healed, both physically, emotionally, and mentally. I was hearing stories about how people were being impacted, like in the book of Acts. People's day-to-day lives in 2001 were being changed. And I wanted to see that in my life. Now, many of you will know that since then, an awful lot of my life has been marked out by mission. By seeking out the kingdom of God, seeking what God is doing and getting involved. There have been those moments where I have the stories, I have seen the stories of physical healing, of social transformation, as we do in the book of Acts, as we do in the Gospels. One of my first mission trips back in 2003 was to serve in a church in Bristol called Fishponds Baptist Church that was mentioned in the book. And I'd completely forgotten about it till I was reading the book. Now, I don't know much about what is going on at Fishponds Baptist Church today, other than that they have new church leaders who are Kathy and Mark Marvan, who wrote some of the books we've read. McGavin. There we go. But whilst on this mission trip, we were there for a week, sleeping on a church floor. We went to pray and worship in the local park. We did it at night. It was dark. And I remember going like, this is crazy. What, like, why are we worshipping outside? But praying in that area, praying outside, was a moment that transformed me. Worshipping and praying outside is now one of my favourite things to do. But it was also starting to see a change in the atmosphere in that area. Malcolm Duncan tells us that the church is an embassy of the kingdom. So an embassy is the representative of one kingdom in a different territory. So for you and I, as a child of God, we are Jesus's representatives. We are his ambassadors where we're living, where we're working. And how does that change our heart to the area we live? Is following Jesus changing how we live? Are we followers of Jesus who are returning to our roots? To be a radical disciple is to be rooted in Jesus. Now, that word radical comes from the same root word as radish or rooted. So when we're talking about being rooted in Jesus, we are talking about putting our roots down. It's what holds us fast. It's about what keeps us strong. Malcolm Duncan goes on to highlight a particular prophecy in the Old Testament by Haggai, where he reminds the Hebrew people who have returned from Jerusalem, have returned to Jerusalem from exile, what their priorities should be. God raised the eyes of the Hebrew people again and reminded them that God wanted them to finish the work he had called them to do. But in the prophecy that Haggai gives to the Hebrew people, he repeats again multiple times. He says, take courage and do not be afraid. Take courage. Being a radical disciple of Jesus affects everything. And at times it can be scary because actually you're challenging the status quo through living for Jesus. You're challenging decisions. You're challenging policy making. Because it doesn't sit comfortably with you. It may be frightening, but when we take that step of faith, our courage and faith in Jesus comes to the front. So, if we become like Jesus and hold on to the fact that we are children of God, children of the kingdom, what lies ahead is a much brighter, clearer, and stronger vision of what we do when we worship, pray, give, preach, and live intentionally in the world for Christ. And those moments for those of us where we are discouraged and weary, people, we get kick-started back into action for God. When I was a youth worker, I was serving in North London and in a very middle class area. And I served for a church which was at the top of the hill. And at the bottom of the hill was a large council estate. There were real problems in the area around young people drinking on the streets. And so the group of youth workers who were serving in the area, we got together and we were praying into the issue. And we really sensed God was calling us to go out onto the streets. And so a project was birthed that was called Pit Stop. Some of my colleagues built a cart, and from 9 till 11pm on a Friday night, we served hot chocolate. We handed out lollipops to the young people we encountered on the street. Sometimes it was sitting on a bench chatting. Other times it was helping young people get onto buses so that they could safely get back home. Sometimes it was just chatting. And while we were on the streets every night, there was a group of people back in the church hall praying, asking God for words. Now, every night we started in prayer and worship before we went on the streets. And we asked God to give us words of knowledge and pictures for the people we would encounter. And there were nights when we knew something was going on, unrest was brewing on the streets, and we prayed, and just as suddenly as it came, it dissipated again. Now, some of those young people started to go to one of the local churches, but what we saw was a change in the atmosphere on the high street. What had been a problem was no more. Back in September, a young person came to me and told me that God had spoken to them whilst they were at a Christian conference in the summer, and God had asked them to do something. God had asked them to set up a student-led prayer group. Their main focus was to listen to what God had to say. Now, I think they were a little bit shocked when I said, "Yeah, great, do you want to start next week?" I don't think that was quite the response they were looking for. So it started 6 weeks ago, and now after school, once a week, a group of six young people are meeting to hear what God has to say for them and to our community. And they are connected with young people right across the country who are setting up lunchtime clubs, after school clubs in their schools. We are called to show the value and vision of God's rule and reign in the world. It may be scary, but it is also so exciting. Are you open and willing to join in? Are you open and willing to join me in asking God, asking Jesus to meet us in our walk, to be an embassy for the kingdom where we are? Are you hungry to see God change something in your life? Are you hungry to see God change something in your community? Are you wanting to be a child of God, rooted in Jesus? Let us pray.